Welcome back for section number two of this program. Now, your quarterly communications, lots of things that you can put out there. Use your insurance benefits now, you've got the letter. AIDS protection program, you've got samples of that. If you want people to stop you on the street in your community and say, thank you for telling me what you're doing to protect my family and myself from AIDS, I appreciate that a lot. Really. Now, they don't realize you're really protecting yourselves, but hey, take the benefit when you can. If you've just gone to a great cosmetic course with Hornbrook or any of the gurus, come back and write a letter, one-page letter, talking about the technique you've learned and put it out there with the people. Very straightforward. All sorts of things you can do. If you've gone to a sedation course and you've been trained in sedation, send out a letter telling all of your patients that now they can take one small pill and sleep through their dental, procedures. Works every time. It will generate patients. Now, why send quarterly letters? Real simple. It works. It generates referrals. We always include the smile cards. One page, two smile cards. Now, for those of you who, want and are sending out newsletters, I would suggest you don't send out hard copy newsletters. I want you to send out quarterly communications, hard copy, with the smile cards. And for newsletter contact, I want you to boost it from once a quarter, which costs you some money, to be honest, to once a month, but I want you to use the internet. Because you can do it at practically nothing on the internet. You can send out a customized newsletter on the internet as an email to all of your people automatically every month. Go to thewealthydentist.com and check out firstnewsletter.com website. Their whole marketing program's there. There's probably a special offer to you because you took this program and you purchased this program. You can probably get into the first newsletter online email communications marketing program at a very reasonable rate. So check it out. Better to contact your patients every month with an online newsletter and then follow up with quarterly communications, hard copy with two smile cards. Now, the first newsletter program is more than just newsletters. So check it out. It really works, and it's a great program. Now, quarterly mailings maintain patient contact and foster that caring image. Hard copy, one page, two smile cards. Primary purpose, two more smile cards and asking for the referral. Important, not doing your regular quarterly communications will cut your response in half. Obviously, we don't want to do that. So double your response, do your communications, hit them up with the smile cards. Go to wealthydentist.com and supplement your quarterly communications with your first newsletter program. Now, referral thank you letter and token of appreciation. This is the fourth phase of the program. And it's absolutely a must-do part of the program. And it's easy. Thank you letters and tokens of appreciation. Now, there are a lot of ways to send a gift or a thank you letter. Now, I've got to tell you, don't wait. Patients are very straightforward, and they like to be thanked immediately when they do something good. Now, a lot of you probably studied a guy by the name of Pavlov in dental school. And Pavlov was big on dogs. And Pavlov learned that if you gave the dog a treat immediately after they did the trick, the dog did the trick a lot faster and a lot better the next time because he expected to get a treat. You do the same thing with your patients. When they send you a new patient, don't wait two or three or four times before they send you, four new patients. Send them the treat right away, and they'll repeat that positive behavior again. Always reward positive behavior with a positive reward immediately. In this case, I always use, or I like to use, gift certificates. Now, I don't care what you use. You can use gift certificates. You can send them flowers. You can send them balloons. You can do anything you want. But I'm going to show you how you can magnify your response with a gift certificate program that I learned from one of my doctors. For a fact, it was Dr. Ron Wickham in Santa Cruz, California. A few years ago, Ron called me up and he says, Jim, I've got a problem. And I'm like, Ron, what could be the problem? He says, my gift certificate. Oh, you're using a gift certificate. Yeah, I'm using it with the smile cards. And he says, how's it going? He says, it's going great, but I got a problem. Well, first of all, Ron, tell me about your gift certificate. He says, well, Jim, this is what I did. I put together a gift certificate of all the vendors, or all the, excuse me, the local business people in my community. I went down to the local restaurants, the beauty salons, the movie theater, and all of the small businesses, and I went in, and I said, hey, I'd like you to be on my gift certificate. And he says, well, tell me a little more. He says, well, I'd go in and talk to the manager or the owner. I had always used a small business. I know that hair salons are good, so I started there. And then I went to gift shops and, you know, dress shops and, you know, all the auto supply guys, they're really good. And I went in and I did this pitch. He says, I'd ask them, you know, if they would let me put their name on the back of my gift certificate. And that every time I thanked a patient, you know, for referring a patient, I sent the person who referred the patient a gift certificate worth $25. And I asked them if I could have it usable in their business. So manager says, okay, let me understand this. A patient refers another a new patient to your office, and you send the referring patient a gift certificate. Yes, my name's on the back. That person comes in with a gift certificate. I'm going to give them $25 worth of goods or services, and what are you going to give me? Well, Dr. Runce, I'm going to give you $25. You just sign your name on the back and with a date, send it in, and within 30 days, I'll send you a check for $25. The businessman says, you're not going to ask me to discount it? He says, no, I'm going to give you the full $25. Rule number one, don't nickel and dime a small business person. Give them the full $25. It's irrelevant in the long run. You'll see why. The businessman says, that's a good deal. You know, you're going to send people in with a gift certificate. They're going to, you know, come into my business and spend $25. They'll probably spend more than that, and I'm going to get a full $25 back. This is a no-lose for me. He says, yeah. He says, I'll do it. So Ron signs up the doctor, the businessman. Now, the interesting thing about Ron is he's a good guy. He's a high-eye personality. He talks a lot. And he says, you know, Mr. Businessman, I know you're not a patient in my practice, and I want you to be really comfortable with this program. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to invite you, your spouse, and your children down to my practice for a no-charge exam, cleaning, and necessary x-rays, just to make you feel comfortable with this program. And the businessman says, wow, that's really nice. I appreciate it. He says, will you come on down? He says, businessman's just sure. Now, the key to this is Dr. Ron opens up his cell phone, presses the auto dial, comes to Sally at the front desk. Says, Sally, I'm down here with John Q. Businessman at ABC Florist. I just talked to him, and I made sure that he's got an offer from us for no-charge exam, x-rays, and cleaning for himself, his wife, and his kids. I want to make sure that you follow up on this. Could you give him a call later today, because he's going to have to check with his wife, and make sure that they get scheduled for their appointments? He schedules them right there, so there's no confusion. And he knows that Sally's going to call back that afternoon to confirm. Now what he's done is he's just confirmed that he's got four more new patients coming into his practice. Now you're saying four free exams, x-rays, and necessary whatever's, cleanings, whatever it comes down to. The bottom line is Dr. Ron just has four new patients. Now the gross value, the average value production on a new patient in dental practice is about $750. Net after the cost of the dentistry is about $555 on a standard patient. When that person comes in, he's going to go through a cleaning, exam, and x-rays. Dr. Ron's going to do a great appointment at that point, and he's going to say, well, you need A, B, C, D. That's how he's going to sell dentistry. It's a great way to get new patients into your practice. Will you get them all? No. Not all of them will come in, but you know, 50, 60% of the guys will come on down and try it out. What have you got to lose? You've just added four new patients on the average to your practice. Now, when that businessman leaves your practice, because you've impressed him with the quality of care and all the skills that you have, what are you going to hand him? Two more smile cards? No! You're going to hand him a big, thick stack of smile cards. Because what's he going to do? He's going to go back to the small business. He's going to talk to all of his employees and say, hey, I just came back from Dr. Ron. Really a nice guy. Here's a smile card. Need a dentist? Check him out. Here's my name on the bottom. And he's going to hand them out to all his employees. Then, whenever his customers come in, best customers, hey, I just came back from the dentist. Dr. Ron's a great guy. Hands it out. Why? Because he knows that all those people, or first of all, he's going to get a $25 gift certificate for everyone he refers to your practice. It works for him that he can use in his own business. A little subtle, but it works. And it builds that referral base for you. So I got Ron on the phone, and he said, well, the problem. I said, what's the problem, Ron? I said, well, Jim, the problem But the gift certificate program is working too well. I've got more merchants calling me up to be on the program now than I've got space on the gift certificate. What do I do? Such a problem, Ron. Two gift certificates. So the person refers a patient. You give them gift certificate number one with one list of patients, or one list of, referral businesses, and gift certificate two. The next time they call, you give them gift certificate two. They've got another list, so they can choose between different places to redeem their $25 gift certificate. It works, and it gets you out in the community, and it pushes the whole program to another level. And that's why you get such a good response from all four phases of the program. So, now when somebody refers, you send them the gift certificate, and you send them four smile cards, not two. Four smile cards, because they're proven people. They've got one, they've used one. They've got a $25 gift certificate. Now they've got four more smile cards, and they're, $25, another $100 here. Just have to refer five people or four people. We got it done. It works. The key thing here is to bury your patients in smile cards. Now, if you add it all up, the average patient in your practice will probably get 23 to 24 smile cards a year. It's okay. All marketing is repetition. And that's a critical issue in any marketing program. You literally want to bury them in smile cards. Some patient might call up, Mrs. Jones, oh, please don't send me any more smile cards. I papered my entire bathroom already. Fine, take her off. The other 99.9% of the people keep sending smile cards. You can change the offer every 6 months to a year. I like to let it go at least 6 months, and I really like it to really beat them up with an offer for at least a year. Put another offer out there. Switch your letters around. It's okay. Bury them. I'll give you an example of repetitive marketing. The key thing here is I grew up, I'm 58 years old. I admit it. You can probably tell I don't have any hair, or very little. And the issue here is very simple. I was born in 1946. I was that first generation to get television and to be marketed to on TV. Now, when I started out, we didn't have a lot of money when I grew up in the Midwest outside of Chicago. The bottom line was my mom would take me by the hand when I was about 2-3 years old, and I'd toddle on over to a neighbor's house, and they had a TV. Not everybody could afford a TV. It was a great big wooden thing. It had a pointed top, little gray screen, kind of big section below for the speaker. Only had one knob. It was high tech. It was on, off, and volume. Really neat. Did two things at once. And it had a red light down at the bottom, so you knew it was on. Because there wasn't a lot on TV, and unless you were careful, you'd leave it on and not know it. So all of us kids would get on there, and we'd be sitting down there in a semicircle in front of this thing, and the light would be turned on. It'd be warming up. Remember when they had to warm up TVs? This one really needed a good warm-up. And then at about 5 minutes to three, the screen would light up, and a test pattern would come on. Now, I probably lost about half the audience with this. Test patterns, if you're over 30, you probably know what test patterns are. My favorite was the Indian. Some of us collected test patterns. So we'd cycle in on the test pattern, make sure everything was focused at the central broadcasting point. And then at 3 o'clock, the screen would come alive, and Fritz the cat, the little black cat, would come across the screen, do somersaults, all animation. All the kids would go nuts because this was totally beyond belief. Television. So I grew up with this, and as we got older, moved out to the country, and I spent my summers, my mom worked, my sister was out trying to find a husband, so I was pretty much on my own, and I watched TV during the day. Now, what do you watch on TV during the day? You watch soap operas, pretty much, and anything that comes along, and what kind of commercials do you see? You see soap commercials, and I learned some important things. First of all, Tide is the greatest detergent ever developed by mankind. The bottom line is, I watched Tide commercials, and I realized that it got improved every 6 to 8 months. You can use it for colors. You can use it for whites. It has its own bleach. It's an outrageous product. By the time I graduated from high school, we realized that I had seen probably 4,000 Tide commercials. Went to college, did my own laundry, ironed my own shirts, used Tide. When I got out to the business world, did my own laundry. Everything was fine. Used Tide. Remember, I got my first washer and dryer in my apartment. Stackable. Put the hose out the window for the exhaust on the dryer. Used Tide. Then I met my wife, Suzanne. How these things go. The first time you go as a couple together to the grocery store, the guy always pushes the cart. So I'm there, I'm pushing the cart, and we're doing pretty well picking up the groceries as a couple. First time together doing this little chore. And I was feeling pretty good. And we get to the detergent section. And I reach down to pick up my big, beautiful box of Tide. You know, the one that's orange and blue and yellow? It says Tide. It just jumps out and grabs you. And I'm feeling good. I'm picked. And she looks at me. Suzanne says, the generic version is 6.4 cents less per wash. I've always used Tide. The generic version is 6.4 cents less per wash. My mother uses Tide. And I picked it up and I put it in the basket. And for the last 21 years, I've done my own wash. It's okay. I know that my Tide makes my shorts whiter, brighter, and cleaner. I feel good about my clothes. And that's what happens. The bottom line is Tide had repeated and been burned into my brain. And this is the equivalent of your smile card. You can't compete on television, but you can have your own smile card. You can drench your patients in smile cards. And it's your way of marketing to them in a cost-effective way. It's the equivalent of Procter & Gamble's Tide commercials. And so you want to keep doing it over and over and over again. So let's look at your potential. Projected response the first year. As in all marketing, it's based in repetition. For the first 3 months or so, you're going to get absolutely nothing because they haven't got enough responses. You'll start, if you're lucky, to get your first response at 6 months, and it'll be one or two. And you're going to think, we're just throwing this stuff away. Don't worry about it. You're going to keep this going for a minimum of 2 years, and then you'll see the results. At the beginning of 6 months, you'll see one or two responses. However, by the end of 9 months, you'll start to see four or five. At the end of the year, you'll start to see a really healthy return. It will depend on the number of patients you have. But it's very common for us to get 10 to 12 new patients a month from this. And they're great patients. They're referred patients. They're preheated patients. So, what's it worth to you? If you have 1,200 active patients, and we use a standard response factor, and this is from testing. We know that if you're looking for standard new patients, a generic type of thing, save $25. So you divide 150 into the 1,200. You're going to average 8 new patients per month by the end of the first year. Are you saying 8 new patients? Okay, let's take a look at it. 150 is the standard response factor. And it's going to start, it's going to take about a year to build up to this level. Now, if it's a sedation patient, you're going to get a lower response, but it's going to be a higher value patient. So you use a response factor in projecting your response of like 200. So you'll get 6 new patients a month from a sedation smile card. Lower response, but higher value, almost 3 times higher. So things to remember. So understand, asking for referrals, that's phase one, essentially costs you nothing, just about anywhere from 8 to 12 seconds of your time for each patient as they wrap up. Completion of treatment letters, relatively minor cost. The key thing on completion of treatment letters is to make sure they go out, if you're working Monday through Thursday, make sure they all go out on Thursday afternoon. They should be sitting on the doctor's desk so he or she can sign them and send them out. That's the rule. You've got to get them out on a regular basis to make it work. And also with 2 smile cards. Quarterly mailings. Quarterly mailings will cost you some money. You know, that's the way it is. Anything that goes out hard copy, it's going to cost, you know, assuming that you're going to end up with, you've got 1,200 active patients, you use a response factor of 0.56, I believe, to calculate the number of units mailed, because you're only going to mail 1 package per family. And so you end up with about 672 units mailed at a time, times 4 quarters, and it's about 2,688 units per year. Multiply that by about a dollar. It costs about a dollar to put out a mailing per letter. By the time you have the envelope cost, the letter cost, the smile cards, the labeling, the stuffing. Now, the key thing here is don't do this in your office. Don't waste your team's valuable time stuffing envelopes. And please, don't give them to your children. I used to do this as a kid. I stuffed bills for a physician. I hated it. It was the last thing I did, but I got it done barely. And poor guy, I don't know if he ever got paid. The bottom line was, don't have your children do this. Have a professional mailing house do this on a quarterly basis. So, cost about a dollar per letter. Have HICOM do it. They do it fine. I do not get a commission. It's not where I make my money. I make my money in my advice. I'm very confident about that. Now, so it's going to cost you about $2,400 a year. $206 a month. My God, you're going to have to spend some money. Ah, $206. Okay. Marginal profit. Standard new patient, $555. SeeTheWealthyDentist.com. If you want an explanation on marginal profit, go and check out our program, Maximizing Your Marketing, Targeting the High-Value Patient. It talks all through marginal profit, how it's calculated, and how to use it in your marketing. It's like 101 marketing, and you should definitely see it, and I would have your team see it also. Less the token offer. On a smile card, we usually give the $25 introductory offer off, so it's going to cost you $25. Less a thank you gift cost, $25. Okay, you're going to end up with about $505 net contribution to overhead. Now, if that's a standard patient, estimated number of new patients, 37 the first year. Very conservative. Marginal profit the first year, $18,684. Minus the cost of the strategy, about $2,500. First year profit, $16,000. Hey, not bad. Could do a lot better. However, think about it. This was the year that you were building up, that you were getting into the repetition mode. Next year, this is what happens. In your second year, you're going to end up with 96 new patients because now you're in the mode. Repetition. You're going to end up with those 8 new patients a month. It's going to be worth $48,000 a year. Minus the cost of the program, you're going to end up with $46,000. Now, that's pretty good money for handing out some smile cards and doing some letters. If you could add $46,000 to the bottom line, I think most of you'd be really happy. Now, let me give you the way to really make an impact. You know, you've got standard new patient marketing, first year profit. You've got ROI of 646%, not bad. That take the $16,000 divided by the cost of the program. You've got CAP, cost to acquire the patient, $67. And you've got a break even of 5 patients. You take the cost of the program and you divide it by the value of a patient. You only need 5 new patients to break even. So it's very low risk. So that's the first year. The second year, it's even better. You've got an ROI of 1,860% and a cost to acquire the patient of $25. And your break even's the same because it's the same cost. Very low risk. So let's see how we can even make it better. Marginal profit when you target a high-value sedation, cosmetic, or implant patient. So here, your new patient value, your gross value, is maybe $2,642. Your net contribution is $1,575. Remember, check out our training program if you want more information. Go to firstprospects.com and look at that program because it'll automatically calculate your value of a new patient and help track your marketing. Less your token offer, $25. Thank you, gift, net contribution. Sedation patients, by the way, don't get a token offer. That's why you make a little more money. Net contribution, $1,550. Profit, first year, with just 37 new patients, $54,000. Second year with 72 new patients, $109,000. Remember, check out for marginal profit and what that means by our program for training, Maximizing Your Marketing, Targeting the High-Value Patient. First year profit, ROI, is 2,200%. Cost to acquire the patient, 67. Break-even point when you target high-value patients, 1.6, extremely low risk factor there. And your second-year profit is outrageous. Your ROI is 4,500%. Your cost to acquire the patient is $34. Folks, you can't lose with this program. It's just a no-brainer when it comes to making money. Go to thewealthydentist.com. If you're interested in sedation, check out the DOCS program. Go to the link for high-value sedation patients. But it works equally well for cosmetic, implants, and so forth. You've just got to target those patients, and your system will tell you, show you how to do all that. I'm Jim DeMolin. I'm the editor-in-chief of thewealthydentist.com, and this has been a program to introduce you to the basics of internal marketing and communication. Our job is to give you the tools that you need to be successful, And you've got those as part of this program. Download all the different tools and files that come with this program, print them out, integrate them with your computerized marketing, and use the options that we've made available to you. At thewealthydentist.com, our philosophy is that profit is the natural result of doing what's right for your patients. Enjoy, and thank you.